You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So we are joined here by a very special guest, Louis from By a Damn Sight. Hey man, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah. First of all, you guys just released an EP today. Congrats. How does it feel to have that out?
It feels very good, but a little bit foreign because we finished it such a long time ago.
True. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, a feeling of relief and like pat on the back.
Nice, yes. How long ago did you finish it? What's that process been like, getting that out?
I think we finished it maybe just over a year ago.
Oh, nuts.
I just wanted to focus on really pushing the live shows for a while, and we also had some support with a little local collective label here, so wanted to sign that with their releases and such.
Yeah, true. That's cool. That's fun. What was the writing process and recording process like for it?
A lot of them are quite old songs for me, but the band had a new lineup reform around April last year when some friends just like were focusing on having babies and stuff, so I stepped down. And then I think like 2 months later we recorded those songs, so we just really jumped into it as a fun little crazy headline.
Yeah, that's fun. The lead single, I've lost, Wrote a Symphony. Tell us a little bit about that one.
I guess it's kind of at risk of sounding pretentious, like the lyrics are quite impressionistic.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about the meaning. And I guess I was trying to show a bit of the other side of my influences, like Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Have you got any, like, is that your favourite song off of the EP, or have you got another favourite?
I think it's, I mean, a lot of our favourites to play in terms of those three is Chain Song. And we've got a few, like, people's partners and stuff who are, like, super into that song, which is quite funny because it's, like, basically one of the first ones we played. But, yeah, we usually end our sets with that, but I do really like Wrote a Symphony because it's a little bit more like singer-songwritery, which is the other side of what I'm trying to explore with the band. So
yeah, true. What inspiration do you take? Do you take inspiration like from particular bands, or just like what happens in your life and around you and stuff? How do you write songs? Like,
I think my musical influences are like always kind of shifting. I think for Wrote a Symphony, for example, the band Low, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but like, yeah, a lot of their big guitar stuff, and as I said, Neil Young.
Yeah.
And then things like Chain Song are more influenced by New Zealand kind of pop rock bands like The Chills and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't really intentionally write a lot of the time. I just kind of end up with stuff when I end up with stuff, so
true.
It's kind of hard to answer, but you know, I also really love cinema, and
yeah
that's a big influence for me as well, like trying to create little sound worlds if I can.
True. Does that sound world, I guess, play a part in the theming of the music video that you guys released to go with Wrote a Symphony?
I think the video was more, number one, I just didn't want to seem like we were taking ourselves too seriously with that stuff.
Yeah.
And I really value music videos that kind of create their own world. So I was just like collaborating with the director, Adam Brown, having chats for like half a year. And then it really ramped up when I was like scrambling to source the puppets and,
Yeah,
you just filled the hall with friends and like Adam's industry people and like went crazy for a day, which was a great process for me to learn.
True. Why the puppets?
Well, I guess because we wanted to pay homage to things like The Muppets and just all those crazy New Zealand really kids shows like What Now?
Yeah.
The thingy and stuff. And also, it's kind of immediately funny, one would hope, to use a puppet over a human being.
No, I thought it was funny. I thought it was great. I opened the link and I was like, what is going on? And it was good. Yeah, exactly. It was good. That's stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It's very, like I said to you off air, it was very like 80s New Zealand, like very good vibes.
Yeah, children's show going wrong. That's on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it.
No, for sure. What was the filming process like? Was this the first music video you guys have released, or?
So it was the first with the new lineup.
Yeah.
I had kind of put it on the back burner for a few years just because I was getting really frustrated with filmmaking videos, like trying to get engagement and things. But then when I started like batting around the idea with Adam, he was super keen. And then from there, I really just like tried to treat it as if I was a professional producer, because also no one else was going to step into those roles. And then, yeah, we hired the puppets, about five of these little Elmo type puppets from this Christchurch company called Tusk.
Yeah.
And yeah, then it was mostly Adam just working his magic with the industry people around him. So it was, it's really fortunate.
Yeah, that's so fun. Have you got any like funny stories from that day, or like just the EP process in general?
I would hope the video shoot day was really fun for people, because people were laughing a lot, and
that's good.
I was like, oh sweet, if the crew are having a good time, then hopefully it's funny and people also think it's funny. So
yeah,
but the EP recording like a year ago it was we went way too hard, because we just did like five songs in one day, which was crazy, and then didn't end up using two of them, but the three that are on the EP we're really happy with. So
that's good. Yeah. What happened to those other two? Are they later releases, or just
one was the first single with the new lineup called Beaten Heart? This is actually on all our platforms, which we're still really happy with, but
yeah,
it maybe didn't quite fit the vibe of the other three.
True.
And then I think the other one we've just parked, so that might be a deep B-side or something free. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see. What's next up for you guys? Have you got anything next planned?
Yeah, so fortunately this local band, Soul Feed, have asked us to open for them on Saturday, which works really well with just having dropped the video and the EP today. So that's kind of our COVID EP release party. We don't want to steal their thunder, because it's their album fundraiser show. And right now we're just kind of working into the mix of the EP that's after this one.
Yeah.
And I'm also just like trying to draft out another music video to shoot by end of August.
Cool.
And yeah, just some local Wellington shows. And I think the video commitment for me will be quite a big one.
Nice. Anyway, super exciting stuff then. Where are you playing on Saturday?
San Fran, Wellington, Cuba Street, probably at 9, but I need to find out. I think it's $20 on the door, and of course cheaper online.
I feel like that's all the information you need to know. That's pretty good. You should be, that's good. Nice.
Yeah, so the Dunedin Knights have a few days to fly up and come see us.
Book your tickets, catch your Ubers, hitchhike if you want to.
Yeah.
You've got 4 days? 5 days to get up there.
Play the ferry, get a free ride.
Yeah, true. Play that hack. It'll be a good time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Good question. I mean, a lot of these songs are quite old to us, but we still really like them. The sets are just kind of a jigsaw of what we feel like playing and what people want to hear. So,
I guess
stream the EP if you're into it. It's only three songs, so, make a cup of tea and that's it.
It'll be good. What have you got to lose? It's a fun time. I recommend it. Watch the video. The video's a crack up. It's great.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Lovely. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Absolute pleasure. If you're in Wellington, go see them on Saturday at San Fran. $20 on the door. They start at 9 p.m. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. This is their single, Wrote a Symphony, from the EP that was released today. Treat your tardigans. Listen, it'll be a good time.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.